The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is, who will be in when this one ends, from a NASCAR fan's view. There's a lot to be said about the 25th running of the Brickyard 400 taking place Sunday at Indy. It is one race any NASCAR driver would like to win, and it is one of the four crown jewels on the NASCAR circuit. The biggest question many of us have is, who will be in when this one ends? Yeah, that's right. This is it. This is the last race and end of what is called in these recent years the regular season. Kyle Busch has already clinched the 2019 regular season championship, and when this one is done, the playoffs begin. But wait, you already knew that, didn't you? What is unknown by both you and me at the time of this writing is which 16 drivers and teams will be in the playoffs competing for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Championship at Homestead in November. That's another thing to be said about this 25th running of the Brickyard 400. It is where the bubble will burst for at least two of the four now sitting at a precarious place in the standing. Of course, you know the main four I'm talking about. Barring a completely unexpected happening, the four I'm talking about are Clint Bowyer, Daniel Suarez, Ryan Newman, and Jimmy Johnson. At least three of these four drivers have been battling bad luck and bad decisions over several weekends of the racing in the last part of the season to bounce in and out of the top 16 spot. After the race Sunday, there will be no more bouncing. The field will be set, and barring the unforeseen, two will be locked out of making a bid for the 2019 MENCS Championship. I know the next things I'm going to say you've probably heard 100 times over the last week or weeks. The four drivers on or around the bubble have to perform well in the Brickyard 400. Clint Bowyer is only 8 points to the good, and from this fan's view and the way his luck has been running, he can't afford to have a bad day. In reality, he just needs to finish ahead of the other three, and he should be in the top 16 and on his way to the playoffs. That is by no means a given, since he has been high enough in the points to not have to worry, and now must perform well to definitely make it in. Ryan Newman and Daniel Suarez are tied at the 16th spot, with Suarez in the 16th spot because of the tiebreaker. This will be the most dramatic part of the entire race in this fan's opinion, since these two have a little history, in particular from the race last weekend at Darlington. There's no doubt Ryan Newman knows what it will take if the opportunity is there for him, and from past years' experiences, we know he will do what it takes. He has been the most consistent finisher over the past weekend's races compared to Johnson and Bowyer. That won't mean a whole lot if he isn't in position to take advantage of those in front of him in the standing. From this fan's view, I expect him to be even harder to pass than usual, and that won't bode well for the other three. There's no doubt Daniel Suarez is a hard charger, and, as we witnessed last weekend, he is not opposed to pressing the envelope on those he is competing against. He has speed, and he has the will to press that envelope when necessary. I don't expect this weekend to be any different than what he has shown much of the season, and I don't think he will let up even around Ryan Newman. It is the same for him as it is for the four I'm mostly talking about here. They all need stage points, and they all need to finish ahead of those they are running against to make it into the top 16. There is none of these four that has had more up and down times at this critical time in the season than Jimmy Johnson. He was in, he was out, he was in, and he's out again. Even though we have seen the Hendrick teams improve throughout the season, and two of the Hendrick drivers are in the playoffs by wins. Of course, that would be Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman, and William Byron is in by point. The only one not in is Jimmy Johnson, and there is none that would like to be in from HMS more than him. From this fan's view, his best chance to make sure he is in the playoffs is to win. There is no other way for him to guarantee himself being in other than doing that. It's the only way he can remove any doubt no matter what happens to the rest. So, do you think there is any pressure on him and his team for the Brickyard 400? Yeah, that's what I thought you would say. And I agree with you. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time. Right here at NASCAR Fans View. For just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.